But she put my telephone number on it. She lived there in St. Louis, my niece. 31073. She put my telephone number on
there.
But still, I got it. That's the
same.
She
put your telephone number. Isn't that funny? You mean it places your zip code?
Uh-huh. That's what she did.
She put your telephone number.
Uh-huh. Called it 72315. That's one of my friends.
Store odds and ends and things in.
Oh, a lot of places. Now, they didn't do that. That wasn't in all places now.
Uh-huh.
Because they didn't fix anything for you to store nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But some places, you know, they were not. People had to do that themselves. Most they scrap up stuff and fix up. Well, they call it a smokehouse.
Oh.
That's what they call it, a smokehouse. Mm-hmm. And put different little odds and ends, you know, out in there. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And some places you were up on would have a smokehouse, some wouldn't. So that was it.
Well, in the old days, did you ever hear people talking about furniture, call it plunder?
Oh, yes, but they were called plunder, not furniture, but just old stuff sitting around, they call it plunder.
That's what old stuff sitting around.
Yeah, that's what you might want to put back in a storehouse or something, not out your way. They just said, move this old plunder out the way.
Oh, I see. Well, now, talking about the housework, what would you have to do to the house every day? What did you have to do to the house to get it in good shape, in the way of housework?
Oh, just like you do now. Mm-hmm. You scrub it and dust it and mop it, because back there, most people didn't have anything to dust. They didn't have but a bed and a chair, a box or something. Mm-hmm. Wasn't anything to dust. You got to make up your bed. Or you had to go to the field so damn early, you didn't have time to do anything.
Didn't have time to do anything.
No.
Well, how about the clothes?
You know, back then, in them days, they wore gingham and percale, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Made dresses. They didn't. Mm-hmm. They weren't dressing up like people mm-hmm. do now.
Well, now to get the when they wanted to get the clothes clean, what would they do to them?
Just wash them.
And then to get the wrinkles out, they'd have
to iron them.
And did people ever, in those days, did the wealthy people sometimes have two-story houses?
Oh, yes.
They had built those then?
Oh, yeah, they built two-story houses. Mm-hmm.
Well, how did they get from the first floor to the second floor?
It was stair steps on the inside.
On the inside?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what about on the outside of a house to get up, like, to the...
Well, out in the country, they would have some steps built on the outside, mm-hmm. because you had to go through on the outside and go up and go in there, never like that. But these wealthy people, as you mentioned, theirs was on the inside.
On the inside.
Yeah, those steps were on the inside going up.
Well, did people have a porch on their house?
Oh yeah, porches on the house. Yeah, that's the old style porches. These late styles where they don't have no porches.
Where they don't have.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you mentioned a smokehouse. That would be like a separate little...
Yeah, a little house sitting mm-hmm. out, mm-hmm. you know, out front of your house. You carry all your plunder and stuff mm-hmm. out there and just restore it out the
store
way.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of little houses would they have around? Or
none
other
but outdoor toilets.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm.
What about, where would the, do they have a barn?
Oh, yes, where you stop.
Oh,
and
see.
To store hay and corn, naturally you'd have to have a barn.
If
you were had mules and hogs and cows and had a lot too, you had to have a lot, which would be a fence around it.
Oh,
you know.
They'd have a fence.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Well, what part of the barn would they store the hay in?
In the barn, well, didn't have no. They'd have it built up, you know, like you'd build this room here, and it had shed on each side of here,
mm-hmm.
and you put your hay in here.